I think Richard Pascoe took a break last week as well, yeah, but he is back tonight.
I did took last week off.
Did you? Good on you.
Yep, back in the studio tonight, fresh from the Havelock Hotel. The Guinness Appreciation Society were there
You
tonight.
Left them. You managed to get away.
I got away, and they were really appreciating Guinness, let me tell you, Matthew, as well. So, yes.
What a night for Guinness, eh?
It is too, though, and a good night.
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect weather for it. I can only do one, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, it's heavy. It's warming. I get that. Well, yeah. I don't know if it is really, but I can only do one.
The only one. Yeah. I'm back with you there. Yeah. So, yeah, a bit muddy for
me. Oh, yeah. I don't mind it. I don't mind a dark ale on a cold night.
Cold night.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But, just the one. Now, looking down Facebook and Google, what's going on with this?
There are lots of people out there, Matthew, and you know, I've been inundated with calls, I've got to say, about the last 3-4 weeks of people that have lost access to their Facebook and Google accounts.
Really? Yeah.
And a lot of the time when people ring me up, and honestly, you know, if you've done it and had this happen to you, give us a call and we'll talk about it on air.
Yeah.
But when I talk about it, I had a poor guy yesterday and he'd lost access to his Gmail account, couldn't get in. And I explained, I said, you know, he said, but I set it up about 10 years ago. And I said, I understand all that, but have you ever gone back in and done all the security checkup, given Google your mobile phone number, a recovery email address? Why would I do that? For the simple fact that you rang me now and said you can't get back into your account.
That's it. It is safe, isn't it, to give them your number?
Yes, it's very safe. Yeah. You know, and Google have said it probably stops 99.9% of people taking over your account.
Right, okay.
And it's exactly the same on Facebook as well. So, you know, I urge people to go along and do it. Google aren't the ones and Facebook aren't the ones that share your mobile phone details with the world out there as well. So,
but they have been hacked.
Yeah, but not for mobile phone numbers.
Okay.
You know, on that. It's about protecting your account. So, yeah, because so many people out there have terrible passwords that are guessed easily.
Yes.
And, you know, with the email address and combination, and then basically they take over the account. That's the end of your account if you haven't done it. So, you know, I urge people, all the directions to do are up on the website right now at my website, adelaidetechguide.com.au, because I've had so many people ask for this. So, you know, give them your mobile phone number, turn it on. Then if somebody does guess has got access to your account in, let's say, call center Stan on the other side of the world, you'll get a message onto your phone from Google or Facebook with a number on it. They can't get into your account unless they've got the number.
Right.
So it's something we know, something we have. So I urge everybody out there to lock your account down, because there's no ringing Google to get your number back. There's no ringing Facebook to go along and get it back as well. And when you have to recover an account in Facebook, they give you a certain amount of time, but you've got to prove who you are. Now, you've got a slim chance of getting it back in Facebook, but you've got to do things like upload photos and a driver's license to go along and send it. And they will progressively start to work through who's been accessed. And people think it's only me. They get thousands of people would happen to literally a day on there. So, you know, it's a manual process. They've employed people to go along and do it, but it takes time for them to do it. So don't fall into that trap of thinking you're the only one. Lock it down, because, you know, once it's gone, it's gone in so many cases.
Gee, all right. And Apple do the same thing too, where you do your password and whatever.
So, you know, turn two-factor authentication on every account that you can. Apple, Microsoft, Dropbox, all of them. Give them your mobile phone number. It really is the best thing to do.
Okay. Remote access scams. Now, this is people who want to, or on the other side of the world perhaps, but they want access to your computer and people let them have it.
We willingly give it to them.
That's crazy.
It stuns me. I've had a couple of people last week who lost money. I think the worst was $3,500 that they lost.
Relatively nothing in the scheme of things, potentially. You could lose tens of thousands.
The figure that I heard the other day was $7 million so far this year for remote access scams. And the analogy I always use with people, because if you've let somebody log onto your computer, And you've lost money, the bank shuts your accounts down.
Yep.
Until you get somebody out like me, and I've got to give a letter to you to say, you know, I've been through Matthew's computer, I've lectured him on safe practices, I've cleaned it all up.
Crazy.
It's safe to go back on the internet for it. But I always go along and I use the analogy, I come to say, yeah, Matthew, it's wonderful to see you.
Yeah.
But if I came here today and said, I need you and your wife and your family to stand on the front lawn so I can have a look around your house, you'd never do it.
Yeah.
Would you?
No, absolutely not.
But we go along and we let people log onto our computer who we've got no idea who they are.
Mm.
Now, these couple of people, they thought it was their internet service provider and was helping them. Your connection's a bit spotty sometimes and all of that. And I've noticed a problem with your banking on here as well. And they go, oh, have you? So that's right. So, and literally, they'll open up their banking website on there.
Yeah.
And you know, suddenly you're going to get a message through, and it's got along and filled in your username and password to your bank account.
Yeah.
And they start transferring money out right in front of your eyes.
Unreal.
And I said to them, I said, how long were you standing there watching them flick $400 at a time? I started to worry after the fourth time they've done it. You know, then I decided to turn the computer off.
Would that have stopped it?
Yes.
Really? Yeah,
okay. It ceases then for it. But, you know, it's you know,
wow.
We don't let people do it. If anybody logged on the bit, say, you got a problem with your banking website, red flags all the way around.
Yeah,
we don't
do it.
It's time to shut everything down now.
Yes.
And people are very embarrassed by it, and I understand that. And I had to say that when I come out, I'm reasonably nice to you, but I'm not going to be that kind to you to do it to teach you a lesson as well, because, you know, the banks aren't that kind to you anymore.
No.
And a lot of cases, you don't get your money back.
Really?
That's right.
Is that right?
I've found more and more so this year, it's been, Matthew, you lost $3,000. You'll never do it again, will you?
They're what, $50 billion profit a year? They're worried about that?
Yep.
Worrying about it being $49 billion?
That's exactly right. So I always say to people, you know, if this does happen to you, threaten to take all your money out.
Yeah, yeah.
And people go, that's too hard a job for me to go along and do. No, it's not. You know, if the bank hasn't done that, and obviously I think they can claim it back on insurance. If you're in banking, ring me up and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
On it, but I haven't had anybody tell me I'm wrong, you know, about this so far. But, you know, people are not getting their money back now. It's a real struggle for them. You know,
Don't care if you close your accounts, though. They don't.
Not at all.
I did that with the kids because they stuffed me around over a birth certificate. You want your money? Here it is. Not, can we make things better or change?
They don't care. Don't care at all.
No.
So, and one woman, she had to wait. So it was, we'll let you know in 120 days.
Mm. That's nice.
4 months.
Yeah.
You know, because by 4 months, goes, well, the bank's supposed to give us some money back. We're not really sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't let anybody log into your computer you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, really don't. I'm very, very reluctant. If anybody rings you out of the blue, we all have computer problems. But if you don't know them, don't have intimate details of them, we don't let that happen.
And if it's an unsolicited call telling you there's a problem that you're not aware of in the first place, then,
Yeah, because it's everybody out there has an issue sometimes with their computer, but we shouldn't ever let anybody log on we don't know.
Someone texted in yesterday saying, for scammers who ring up, she says, do you want my full name? And they say, yes, please. And she says, Sergeant, you know, Ann Smith. And she says the phone gets hung up very quickly.
Gets hung up very quickly, so which is good.
That's the way to do it. That's a test. So you can try that. Now, children have difficulties, it seems, understanding terms and conditions. Well, let me tell you, it's not just kids.
Exactly right on there as well. So kids are signing up to those apps as well, you know. And
games and whatever.
TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Steam, all of those sort of apps on there as well. And they don't understand what they're signing up to.
Mm.
So I always say to parents, you know, go along, talk to your kids about this. Make sure that they're understanding what they're doing. They're supposed to be 13 years old out there as well.
That's too young.
I think it is too young as well. And that's an American thing for 13 as well.
Yeah.
They brought that in.
Where's our consumer law on that? You should be 18, shouldn't you?
Well, to me, I think the ACCC like taking a hammering to the tech companies out there, and I think that will be an ideal time for them to come along and say, you know what, you have to be a minimum age to go along and do it over
here
as well. But they just seem to want to suck money out the tech companies as well, not just, you know, look after the kids as they should be doing. But kids don't understand about the complexity of all of those sort of things out there as well. And it's been shown that 9 out of 10 of the digital platforms actually required a university degree to understand the terms and conditions on there. Which is, so, you know, we've got no chance. Steam was a late high school reading age as well. So they're supposed to, the apps are designed to be easy to use.
Yep.
Understand all of that. But, you know, when it comes to disclosing how data is collected on there as well and what you're signing up for and all of that, the kids have got no idea. So have that relationship with your kids that if they're about to sign up to something, you jointly work through what they're about to sign up for. It really is. Because if you start early, we kind of like eliminate a lot of the problems that we've seen over the years, especially on social media.
Yeah, absolutely right. I just love saying clicking the no option on that question. What is it? Would they want to collect data on,
the iPhone now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. I really do. It's wonderful for that.
Just
it really is.
Click no. Yep. Matthew at Albert Park. Hello, Matthew.
Good evening, gentlemen. Richard, thank you for everything you do. Listen, Richard, tonight, Mary rang me. She's broken her leg, and I just pressed...
I can't fix legs.
Yeah, I know. And I just pressed the button, and sometimes, because I'm being blind, I have trouble with my iPhone, cut her off, but it's gone dead for about 2 hours. And the only thing it says, double tap Siri to get phone started, and I've tried everything, and just nothing. I just can't... I rang myself on the landline, and it rings and takes a message. But it won't. I just can't get it to make.
Turn the phone right off, Matthew.
Yeah, I've done that several times. I'll do it again once I finish with you.
So turn it off.
Yeah.
Leave it plugged in for half an hour.
Yeah.
Have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Right, and then come back in half an hour and turn it on again.
Yeah, there she just said a double tap to start. So I'll do that. I'll turn it off.
You might have actually turned off accessibility in there as well.
Oh. Yeah, and that's the trouble. I've had a white cane for over 41 years, and I just can't see where buttons are and things. Thank you very much, Richard. I'm so appreciative for what you said.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you for the call. Just on Siri, I saw this on my Twitter feed just recently. In fact, earlier this evening, Richard, and I'm going to play it for people. This is a fellow asking Siri to tell him his joke, tell him a joke because he's feeling down. Okay, so he comes. You hear the voice of the bloke first asking Siri to tell him a joke. Here we are.
Hey, Siri. I failed my final exams. Can you tell me a joke to cheer me up?
What's the difference between you and your grandma?
What?
Your grandma passed.
Siri has no sense of humour.
Let's kick the kid while he's down. That's very good. We like that. So,
poor old fella. All right. 8223-0000 is the number. Questions for Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. He is in the studio tonight and able to help you with all your tech issues. 9:23 on 5AA here with Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. He's here to answer all your questions, including this one from Grant, who I think is a bit tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
Do you fix washing machines?
No. I did help somebody with a dishwasher once because they had the same issue that I had.
Yeah.
So I had to clean out the filter at the bottom. Literally, I went out. She was in a bad way, and I went, I'll do the filter for you on the way out.
Right.
So, yes.
All right, very good. Yeah. Are you related, he says, to the Lenny Pascoe who opened the batting for Australia?
Yeah, I am, actually. No, I'm not.
I used to say, people would ask me when I was a kid, I was about 8, and there was a John Pantelis who played for West Adelaide and famous, everyone.
Yeah.
I'd say he was my uncle, no relation.
But
I used to say.
Nothing wrong with a good story, Matthew.
No, that's right. Yeah, he's my uncle. You know, at the beginning it was never heard of him. As an 8-year-old, never heard of him. But, my uncle, yeah, I see what you mean. We were talking about Siri before the break.
We were, and for people out there, so we're just going to go, hey, Siri, turn on 5AA. People are really annoyed at me right now, Matthew, because they've got devices that are coming on everything. By the way, hey, Google, listen to 5AA as well, so we won't leave people out.
No, that's right. I don't know if I should. Should I ask her a question?
Of course.
Hey, Siri, why are fire engines red? Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Good.
I got the thing. I got the twirly thing.
Yep.
That was it.
Still thinking.
Yeah.
On there as well.
Shall I try it again? Oh, you go. Go on.
Hey, Siri, why are fire engines red?
No.
Oh, no. Do you know why? Because I turned the sound off. I was just giving it...
This is great radio.
It's great radio, isn't it, folks? Like, yes.
Let's give this a miss and go on to Father Joan at North Adelaide. Hello, Father Joan.
Oh, Matthew, that used to be one of my favourites to ask Siri why fire engines are red. It was such a wonderful answer.
Yeah, indeed. And lots of answers.
Father Joan's been listening to your confessions about, saying who your uncle was. That's very good. but I've got a problem with, I don't use LinkedIn. I don't use Facebook very often, but I've had to chase some people for a funeral, believe it or not.
Right.
So I thought, I'm getting desperate. You can't look up the phone book anymore. And so I started using LinkedIn, but some of the time I can't send messages to people. It just gives me an array of Facebook and Twitter and Google and Siri and goodness knows what else, and wants me to try out these various programs, and I'm thinking, no, I actually just want to send a message, and it won't let me do it. What do I do?
So if you want to send them a message, you've actually got to add them into your contacts on there, and they've got to accept that they're part of your group on LinkedIn as well. That's what makes it hard, Joan.
But I thought these people were actually on my list.
You can search for people on there. On Facebook and that, you can. But on LinkedIn, probably not the biggest fan of LinkedIn at all. Microsoft spent billions buying the thing. And I don't think they've developed it as well as they would have liked.
Okay, so the fact that I've found them on LinkedIn doesn't mean that I've actually connected with them on LinkedIn, and that's why
you've got to connect with them on LinkedIn, then send them a message. I probably log on to LinkedIn once a month, and I've probably got 50 messages
same,
you know, as well. I probably ignore it for 99% of the time.
No, I'll go back to Facebook. Some of my friends aren't on Facebook anymore, but it's kind of hard to find people's contact details these days.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's very hard in some cases.
Unless you're really famous like Matthew Pantelis or Richard Pastor.
Famous, let me tell you. Good on you. Thank you.
Oh, famous enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 27 past nine. Now, the government's developing My Health Record app. Haven't they done this already?
Not the app.
Not the app.
Because COVID Safe app went well, didn't it, Matthew?
Yeah.
As well. So believe it or not, it's they've just struck a deal. It's going to cost just shy of $18 million over 3 years as well. So it's going to centralise all patient data on there as well. So they're going to tidy it up. So it's going to be on your iPhone, your Android phone as well. So it's about going on, putting all your health information into that. Then you probably got to rely on your doctor, you giving approval. Have you ever done it where you've said to your doctor?
No, he keeps saying to me, you need to give me approval. And I keep saying, I don't want the federal government to know about me any more than they do.
It's like, you know, for a lot of people it is. But, you know, if you've got a medical condition, I always say, I think you should do it.
Yeah.
Because if you get stuck, let's say.
Yeah, interstate or somewhere.
You don't want to be stuck in Sydney at the moment.
No.
For it, then they can log onto your My Health Record and see all the medication and all the things that you've got wrong on there as well. Has it had its issues over the years? Yes, it has for it as well, but it's a decision that you make. But they're going to spend the money by hook or by crook on there as well. They're also going to try and link it into what's called a COVID-19 dashboard as well, where you're going to get a tick either in green, amber or red, so that it's going to be able to go along and say, you know, I'm fine.
Right.
You know, basically hold your phone up, I'm fine to wherever you go.
Okay.
On there as well. So that part I quite like on there as well. You know, they're going to have a tender for it, will be held on July the 12th. So we might see it in about the next 5 years, you know, as it goes down. But we're going to spend a lot of money doing it as well. But, you know, really, you know, $18 million.
Yeah, I know. Hey, talking of governments, what do you know about the census so far? It's going to be electronic.
Excited. Certain.
And there'll obviously have to be a paper record for people who don't feel comfortable with it or don't have the access, etc. But
very confident, Matthew.
Oh, they said that last time, remember?
Very confident. It all crashed on that night.
It crashed. And it's probably going to crash again.
So you can fill it in any time you want to.
Yeah.
As soon as the portal will open, I'll find out some details for next week. When the portal opens, I saw an ad for people to run around and start delivering it as well,
okay.
which I've got to say is good.
Yeah.
But I think really, let's do the government a favour. On the night that it is, we should all lock on it one time
yes.
and do it. Let's see if we can crash it again.
Absolutely. Between 7 and 10, I reckon.
Yeah, because my phone went berserk that night with media rigging up that night. So, yes, it was very, very funny on that night.
Excellent.
So, yeah, which is good.
Let's do that again. Slow internet connections, what can people do apart from call you?
It's like, love you to do that, people. Check your speeds and your plan for a starter, right? Have a look at what plan you're on. There's still a couple of telcos around which have got a 12 megabit plan out there, which is slower than the NBN as well. So if you're on that plan, never expect it to be great on there. The 12 meg plan is only designed really for people who've got a home phone line. The ACCC disagree with me on that, which doesn't surprise me at all.
Who's still got a home phone, for goodness sake?
Yeah, not many people.
Not
there
many,
now.
Surely.
And really, if you've got one, pull the thing out of the wall.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's terrible having a home phone line because only scammers really ring you up well. So we don't want that. But there's also a new Wi-Fi offering from some of the telcos out there, which and they're saying bypass the NBN, put this one which connects to all the phone lines out there. So it basically works if you very similar if you're going to hotspot your mobile on there.
Yeah.
A couple of clients have had it. It's pretty awful.
Mm.
And the telcos will hate me for saying that, you know, but I think it's terrible. Troubleshoot your hardware, turn your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, your router on and off on a regular basis as well. So, you know, once a week. I always say when you go to bed once a week, turn your router off.
Yeah.
Next morning, get up, turn it back on. Refreshes that internet connection as well. And
God, mine's been on for about 7 years.
Yeah, give it a rest, Matthew. Right. So, yeah, call your internet service provider if you have to as well. So you've been through all the things we've talked about as well. Up on the website as well, I've got 10 tips on there for you as well. So if you head over to my website. So if it's still slow, call them. But don't assume that they've done something wrong as well. So when you talk to them, say, you know, look, I'm not getting the speed that I was supposed to get as well. Treat that customer service person with respect out there as well, because you'll get more in the end.
Right.
And if you're paying for a line that, let's say, it's supposed to deliver, say, 100 meg, and they can deliver 50, I had somebody last week come to me and go that, the telco's gone along and said, well, that's bad luck. You've still got to pay for the 100 on there as well.
Wow.
They actually owe you money.
Yeah, so that's right.
You
exactly.
know, so make sure that you go along and say, no, you know, I need to talk to somebody in accounts about this because I've been on wrong and you should get a refund
and,
as well.
And if they still snow you, go to the telecommunications ombudsman, say you've had the chat and
the
they're
chat.
Refusing to
that's it.
Fix
yeah.
you up.
And fix it up.
Mm. Excellent. All right, so that's good to know. Hey, just quickly before we go, ordering an iPhone, don't live in where? Boxted.
There's a town called Boxted.
Yeah.
So these people in this town called Boxted, every time somebody tried to order an iPhone, Apple would refuse to enter their details in because they thought it was a P.O. box.
Right. Boxed.
Boxed.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also 203 Boxed. So these people really struggled to go along and actually get an iPhone as well because they basically thought they were going to be, it was a post office box because Apple won't deliver the PO boxes at all for any of their devices.
And they couldn't get the message through, it's a town.
No. So in the end, I think
crazy.
They did, but there's 1,400 residents. It's in England near Colchester.
They've all got Samsungs.
Yeah, she delivered it to a shop down the road as well, but not Boxted. So it was a waste of time on there as well.
Wow.
But Boxted, actually a very famous airfield which played a vital part in World War II missions to Germany.
Is that right?
As well, yes.
Okay. Very good. All right. Richard, been great having you in as always. Have a safe trip home.
No worries. Thank you, Matthew.
We'll chat next week. If people want to find you, incidentally,
head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au.